Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike, man. Excited to get this guy in here. Whenever he's in town, he always makes time for us here at Comedy 103.1. And this weekend, Thursday through this weekend, he is back here at Comedy Works South. We got comedian Bob Marley. What's up, man?
How you doing, buddy?
Welcome back to Colorado.
It's great to be here. We're just talking off air about the comedy in the car with the kids. And, you know, do you let them listen? Do you not let them listen? Here's something questionable I did
okay.
A couple nights ago. My 13-year-old comes to me and he goes, "Dad, I want to go see It, the new Stephen King movie, with my buddy Owen." I go, "Well, I want to be a pirate."
Yeah.
He goes, "Owen's mom said it was okay." They play that game. Mom said it was okay if you said it was okay. So I'm like, I asked my wife, she goes, "If you want to bring him, because you have to go now." Like when we were kids, you could sneak in.
Yeah.
So I go to see It, and I've never been that frightened by a pronoun. Dude, it scared the corn out of me.
But it is, parts of it are funny as hell, too.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Like it's like Stand By Me meets a horror movie.
Yeah.
Or whatever, but it was one of those movies where you watch it and you talk out loud the whole movie.
Yeah.
Like you're going, "Oh, great, just go in there now."
Yeah.
"Oh, and now we're going," and my kid kept looking at me going, "Why are they going in there, Dad?" I go, "We don't have a movie if they don't do that."
Exactly.
People in the horror movies got to do stupid stuff.
Were you allowed to sit in the same row?
Yeah, he's cool with me.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And he kept looking at me going, "Dad, this would never happen, right? This would never happen." I go, "What would never happen?" He goes, "A clown would never kill people." I go, "No, it would never, ever happen." And then as I'm telling him, I'm going, "Wait a minute. John Wayne Gacy, he killed a lot of people. He was a clown."
Of course.
I was like, maybe it would.
Well, in last year, before this movie was even out, last year there was the entire month of October, killer, like these guys dressed as clowns just walking around randomly. So I don't even want to imagine what's going to happen this year.
Yeah, when red balloons ends. And the whole thing. I mean, dude, it was just creepy. And then there's that scene from the opening scene in the sewer where the kid goes, "I'm not supposed to take stuff from strangers." He goes, "Well, now you know me and I know you and we're friends."
Anyways.
And before my kid went to bed, I went, "Now you know me and I know you." He's 13. He's 5'11". He weighs 145. He's a big kid.
You should have had like a red balloon just waiting in the room. Like, just freak him out.
So I go to bed that night and he comes in at 2 o'clock in the morning. "Can I sleep with you guys?"
Okay.
No. Oh, you're a full-grown man, dude. You're almost ready to shave.
Exactly.
Like, get in your room. Dude, that's creepy. The other creepy thing that happened to me, it was here in Denver. I was playing the club downtown. This week I'm at South, Denver South.
Comedy Works South, down in the Landmark.
Yeah, but I was playing the downtown club, and I was in a hotel downtown. I just checked in, and I got settled. I got all my snacks going. I got the whole room set up. You know how you set up your whole world?
Yeah.
Got everything going.
Make it yours.
Yeah, I made sure I knew, you know what I mean? I got to put everything on lock.
Yeah.
And then I jump into bed, and I'm watching a movie. It's John Cusack, this movie called 408. 1408, room number. It's like, it's about a hotel room that's haunted, and he goes in there. But I'm
good thing to watch while you're in a hotel room.
Yeah, in Denver, the wind's blowing, whistling. I'm by myself. I'm like freaking out already. I'm like, oh, this is, and it's a scary movie. So I'm like, oh, this is crazy. So my phone rings. It's the front desk. They call like an hour into the movie. Like, just, you know, they always call to check on you.
No.
Just calling from the front desk to see how you're doing. Make sure you got in okay. Not every
hotel. Where are you staying at? I've never been called in my hotel room to be checked on.
Not every hotel room does it. I will admit, the beginning of my comedy career, they never would call.
Yeah.
Because I was always in like budget sixes
yeah.
and places like that. They would only call to say like, shut your TV off or you're having sex too loud.
But I thought you were watching your John Cusack movie too loud when you said they were calling.
Right. They just call and go, just check in and make sure. And so I reached to pick the phone up. And you know how hotel rooms will have the phone and it'll list like, you know, contact the pool or whatever. And it also has your room number on it. So I go to grab the phone, and it says 1408.
Oh, wow.
So it's the same number as the movie. Now I'm like, I gotta get out of this room. This is crazy, man. But,
and your phone's ringing. And for me, I'd be like, why the hell is my phone ringing? I didn't give this phone number.
Right, nobody. Yeah, like especially a landline.
Yeah.
If the landline ever rings at my house now, we have a landline still.
Right.
I always tell my wife, it's either one of two things. Somebody died, or it's Sears.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sears is stuck in 1981.
I mean, well, or that's just to tell you that Sears is dead. Because, right. I mean, I haven't seen a Sears in a long time. So.
Right. Yeah.
So, well,
yeah, we've had a busy summer, man. We with the kids and
there's only a week left of it. It's,
I know,
man. It's a you know here in Colorado. I mean that might mean we have warm days for another 2 months. It could also mean we could have snow next week. So
right, same thing in Maine where I live, and you know this was the summer of the eclipse.
Yeah.
Did you?
I was actually in LA when the eclipse happened, but I got a chance to see it. And,
oh, dude, everybody in Maine was freaking out because we don't get a lot of action over there.
Yeah.
So people are like, got an eclipse coming. Yeah, you're going to be watching that?
Yeah.
It's going to be big. And everyone's like, don't look at it. Whatever you do, don't look at it. And I don't know about you, but when someone says that, I just want to look at it.
Right,
it just
of course.
It's like when somebody says, don't look right now, but that guy behind you, and the person always goes, what guy? And they always look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or when someone says, this tastes awful, try some of this. Yeah, okay.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. So, and the other thing is, people had stupid questions like, okay, I'm not going to look at it, but if I did look at it, how long could I look
right.
at it before I go blind? I'm like, how about you take the night off, Copernicus? How about you don't look at it at all?
Of course.
Like, what kind of question is that? Who would, hey, Tony, put a clock on this.
Yeah.
It says 15 seconds in, my cones and rods will burn.
I guarantee you there's at least several thousand people whose eyesight is messed up right now because
right.
people are just nuts.
Right.
And then you look online and everybody had like, oh, you can do this with your fingers? And, right. and I'm like, all you're doing is making it go right. I mean, yeah.
My mother called me the day of the eclipse in the morning. She's whispering on the phone. She goes, where are you? Where are you? I go, I am at home. And now she goes, I'm at the grocery store. I'm like, okay, why are you whispering, WikiLeaks? Like, what's going on? She's like, I'm getting supplies for the eclipse. Supplies? This is not a natural disaster.
Yeah.
It's not going to set us back. You know what I mean? It's going to get slightly dark for 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's it. I bought all the frozen corn they had in a pallet of Tampax. I'm like,
well, she's prepared.
What are you going to do with that? Unbelievable. She bought it. She goes, and I also stopped off at a yard sale, and I found some eclipse glasses. Is that really where you want to trust your eyesight?
Yeah, that's probably not.
I mean, an eclipse comes along like, what, every 30 years? So that person that had those said, oh, yeah, I had those, but they don't really work. I mean,
yeah.
You're going to trust your eyesight to a yard sale?
Especially when they were, like, here in Colorado, everywhere there was the glasses they were selling out all over the place.
That'd be the way to go blind,
yeah.
right? How
yeah.
did you go blind? I tried to save a couple bucks. At
exactly.
So she lost those in between the time she bought them. I lost mine. So now your sister and I are on the back porch. We cut a hole in a Lucky Charms box. And I went over to visit them. They're sitting on the back porch in lawn chairs with two Lucky Charms boxes on their head. I'm like, time for the home.
I was going to say, I don't think that's how it works. I don't think you're supposed to put it over your head.
Where did you get the Lucky Charms box?
Yeah.
She goes, it was in the house. I go, okay, here's another question. You're a 78-year-old woman. Why are you eating Lucky Charms?
Yo, I'm still on my Cocoa Krispies, so I can't. I can't say nothing about her. So
you're still getting after the Cocoa Krispies.
Tastes good at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh man,
we got Bob Marley. He's here at Comedy Works South at the Landmark this weekend. You can get those tickets at ComedyWorks.com. It's the last weekend of summer too, so
yeah.
You got to get those. You know, what's your favorite season? Are you more of a summer guy? Are you a winter guy?
Well, I love summer. I love to, we water ski a lot, so
okay.
We love to do that. And then this summer, my wife decided we were going to get involved with biking.
Oh.
All right. Now, do you own a bike?
I do not own a bike.
Yeah, let me tell you something. There's no reason to buy a bike.
I've always thought about maybe I should get a bike.
Right. She goes, the whole family could do it together, and we could lose some weight and get in shape and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I go over to Richard's Sporting Goods.
Uh-huh.
Right. Some people call it Dick's, but I've never met the guy.
I'm
not going to judge him.
I know the store.
Right. So I go over there, and the bicycle seat, I don't know when the last time you were on a bike, but when last time I was on a bike, it was a banana seat.
Yeah.
The big, long cushion. I mean, I could sit on that thing for hours. This is like a cheese grater.
Like
a pup tot on a stick.
Yeah.
It's the most uncomfortable thing. Did they run out of leather at the bicycle seat?
It's like the smartphones are getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah. You know what happens? It's weird as the tires on bicycles are getting bigger and bigger, and the seats are getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
Like, steal some rubber from the tire.
Well, and they don't realize that Americans' asses are getting bigger and bigger. So, like, I mean, it's going in the wrong direction.
Right. Like Lance Armstrong, I know now why he got testicular cancer. I mean,
on the bike seat.
Yeah. It would have been great to be a fly on the wall at that doctor's.
And as much as he's riding his bike, it probably created some radioactivity. And I mean, who knows?
I'd like to be sitting in the office when the doctor said, Lance, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Do you drink? No, I don't. Okay. Yeah. Do you smoke? No, I don't. I'm going to go on a limb here. You ever take a small metal bicycle seat and ram it into your crotch 12 hours a day? Yeah, I do.
How'd you know?
Yeah, that might be it. So we're riding on these trails through the woods. They've got all these trails in Maine where I live. And there's horses there. We got people riding horseback everywhere. I don't know what the rule is in Colorado, but in Maine where I live, you don't have to clean up after a horse.
Oh.
Okay, if you have a dog, you could get a ticket, like a $300. If you have a chihuahua and it drops a Skittle, you're going to get fined. But meanwhile, there's a horse dropping soccer balls out of its chute and everywhere. So my 10-year-old is in front of me, and I'm like, don't ride through the manure. He's riding through the manure. It's just catapulting onto me. So my crotch is raw. I've got manure on. I'm like, this is the worst summer ever. I don't want to
family time.
Yeah, family time.
Good times. I was just on a trail last week, and it was one of those where the horses can be, and you could see where the horses were, and I'm like, how come you have to clean them after dogs?
Yeah.
But the horses,
yeah, it's fine.
I mean, I know it's hard to get off and on, but I mean, still, it's
crazy, that seems man.
More dangerous.
And my older daughter, she's 16 now. She went to Puerto Rico this summer for 3 weeks. She goes, Dad, I'm going to Puerto Rico. I'm like, yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You're 16. I went to Puerto Rico once when I was 40. I'm 50 now.
I still haven't gotten
it. It took me 40 years to get to Puerto Rico. She's like, what are you going to do down there? Well, I'm going to build houses and clean up the water quality. And I'm like, oh, my God. In my head, I'm going, I'm a loser. This kid's 16. She's already done more with her life.
I was going to say, why did you go at 40?
I'm like, who are you, Mother Teresa? We went down there to drink.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, we were sitting on the beach and whatever. You know, I go, what? I go, and she goes, and we're going to, like, cure scurvy and polio or what? I don't even know.
Yeah.
I tuned out after she started talking about building houses.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't.
Labor?
I mean, what? She goes, you never did that? And then I go, oh, yeah, we were always getting involved with the community. I can't tell her what we were doing.
Yeah.
I can't tell, oh, yeah, me and Uncle Mike were down in the Burger King parking lot trying to light our fats on fire. I can't tell her the truth.
Not a good role model story right there.
No. And they're so athletic. And these kids are like superior way more than we were. You know, they're smarter.
Yeah.
She plays field hockey. They had 5 weeks of preseason for field hockey. I live in New England. I think the Patriots and like the Broncos, they might go like 2-3 weeks.
I was going to say, that sounds like an entire season right there.
Dude, another 2 weeks, you could be a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Thus the small bike seats. Now it's all making sense.
I played soccer. Literally, my preseason was 20 minutes before the game. The coach showed up with a clipboard. He went, run hard and don't suck. That was that.
And you guys gave it your all.
Right, that's
gave
it.
Your all.
Get in there and ram it. Run it.
Ram it.
Go ahead, ram it, run it.
That's Bob Marley's next shirt right there, ladies and gentlemen. So you're here this weekend. Comedy Works at the Landmark. Now, I mean, you've been, you know, you have like over 20 comedy albums.
Yeah.
Doing comedy for a minute. When you see Denver come up on your calendar, you know, what's that mean to you? Like,
I love it. The audiences are great. The club is great. The people are awesome. It's beautiful state. It's great. Yeah. You that emotion doesn't come into play every time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see a place and you go, oh God. That's gonna be
come on, name it. Okay, you
know, that's gonna be a long week. Buffalo, what? You know, you're like,
okay.
I went there. I mean, nice people and everything, oh my God, a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah, it's not Denver.
I went to even Portland, Oregon. I went up there to do shows, and everyone kept saying, oh, this is so, it's so hip and so everything's going on. And blah, blah, blah. I get there. I'm in a hotel room in the middle of nowhere. There's no
room 1408.
Yeah, yeah. There's no restaurants. There's nothing anywhere in sight. And
Oh, wow.
The guy goes, we'll pick you up at 6 o'clock for the 8 o'clock show. I go, how far is the ride to the club? He goes, it's like 15 minutes. And I go, no, dude. I'm not. He goes, well, that's when I have to go in for my shift. I'm like, I'm not arriving 2 hours early for the show.
Yeah.
And I finally went and rented a car because I'm like looking around going, I'm going to have to start growing food in the hotel room. There's nothing to eat.
Yeah.
He goes, well, there's a guy. He goes, there's a gas station over there. I'm like, okay.
You're set.
I don't want to live at a gas station for a week.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to weigh 4,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, we want to welcome you back here to Colorado. Like I said, it's the last week in the summer. Go get some laughs in your life down here at the Comedy Works South at the Landmark. Get those tickets at comedyworks.com. Thank you for always making time for us when you're here in town, Bob Marley.
Thanks for having me, man. I'll see you at Comedy Works this weekend. Be wicked, Bob.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.